In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm Davey Ram from KYW Sports with the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. It is week 15 of the NFL season, a short week for the Eagles as they host the Raiders on Sunday. Merrill, we're a couple of days removed from the really devastating Monday Night Football loss to the Chargers. Some news yesterday from the Eagles. They waived long snapper Cal Adamaias. What's your reaction to this news?
Well, possibly Charlie Hewitt, who they acquired in the offseason, and then he got injured, might be ready to come back. That's the only thing I could read into it. But we'll see what happens as the week goes on.
After a day of processing what happened the other night, how do you feel about the team after their loss to the Chargers?
It's very, very disappointing. And you put it, you couple it with the fact that the Black Friday loss to the Bears was hard to take. And the one that started this whole downhill run was the game in Dallas where they blew a 21-0 lead and lost that one. So that's three down. However, they are still atop the NFC East with an 8-5 record, and they have a real opportunity Sunday with a weak team. The Raiders are a 2-11 team. So the Eagles have to do everything they can to get that elusive win number 9 and come back.
Why do you think the Eagles' offense is remaining inconsistent?
Well, I think the number one problem they have had, and I felt this all along, is injuries on the offensive line. I mean, Landon Dickerson was out the other night, then he came back. He's had one injury after another. In fact, he began the summer having come off of surgery. Same with Cam Jurgens. He had surgery. He hasn't been 100% healthy. And now Lane Johnson is still out. We don't know for how long. Who knows when he starts to practice, but they can sure use Lane Johnson to come back in the lineup because he is one of the best offensive linemen all of football. So it's been tough getting the running game going. There was a little bit of sunshine the other day in Los Angeles where Saquon Barkley got off to a great run and had a 52-yard touchdown run and went on to gain about 120 yards in the afternoon. So maybe that is a bright sign.
Well, I saw this stat on social media from ESPN's Adam Schefter. Since Lane Johnson's rookie season in 2013, the Eagles are 120, 62-1 in the 183 games that Lane has played. And in the 42 games that he hasn't played, they're 15-27. So that's a winning percentage of 656 when he plays and a winning percentage of 357 when he doesn't play. That speaks volumes.
Well, it does. It's hard to imagine that missing one tackle, one offensive tackle, can make that kind of difference. But those statistics speak for themselves. Lane Johnson is one of the best offensive linemen in the history of the NFL. He should be a Hall of Famer one day, but his absence absolutely makes a difference.
How concerned are you about the way that Jalen Hurts is playing after 5 turnovers the other night?
You know, I'll go over that with you, Dave, because I know that Hurts has been the guy getting the most criticism for the way that game went. And Jalen Hurts doesn't shy away from the criticism. He uses the word I, not we, doesn't blame it on anyone else. He said, I have to play better. But not all of those interceptions were the fault of Jalen Hurts. One was a ball where A.J. Brown went up and he touched the ball and it deflected off of his hands and went into the hands of a charger. That was one interception. There was another pass that appeared to be right on target for Devontae Smith, who then slipped down and was pushed down, and that pass went into the defender. Again, when it was released by Hurts, it was right on target. And then, of course, you had the interception at the end of the game. I think Jalen was going for it right there. He probably would have been wise if it was first down from the 17 or 18 yard line to if he saw a receiver covered, not try to fit it into a small window. That was a dangerous play. Instead, live to play the next down and try to find a wide open receiver. However, that was on Jalen Hurts, but the others were not. He threw a ball deep into the end zone for A.J. Brown, where, yes, there was a defender on him pulling his right arm, but the ball still ended up in his hands for an instant. And A.J. Brown makes that catch maybe 98 times out of 100. That's how much he can put into it. So that was a great play early in the game. The Eagles' first possession, Hurts threw the ball about 60 yards in the air for A.J. Brown. And again, it bounced off his fingertips. I've seen A.J. Brown extend and make that catch. So I'm not pointing the finger at one person, but I'm trying to say that it's not all the fault of the Eagles' quarterback.
Let's talk about some of the positive things from the other night to close. What did you think of the defense? I mean, yes, they did give up, you know, more points than the Chargers defense did, but they still had 7 sacks of Justin Herbert. And I thought the defense played really well.
Well, I thought the defense played very, very well. The pass rush was absolutely amazing. The one thing, and I'm sure Vic Fangio feels the same way, that he would like to revisit was the fact that Justin Herbert gained far too many yards on the ground, ran for first down several times, and without being met at the line of scrimmage. There were gaping holes with which he maneuvered, and that hurt.
And lastly, Merrill, and I know you were particularly happy about this, and if they would have won the game, I think he would have been a relatively decent story of the game. Britton Covey was impressive the other night. What did you think?
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all, because Britton Covey 2 years ago was the outstanding return man in the National Football League, not just in the NFC. Then last year he got hurt. Then this summer the Eagles re-signed him after he had been at the Rams camp for a while. And I'm glad to see him back in the lineup. He is a very, very special player.
Thank you for the time, Merrill, and we'll talk again tomorrow. That's the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.